Hold on. We Jungle Beats. My name. Your name.
Oh, this is awkward. I was going to tell him we Australia's plug.
Shit.
To the cringest intros in the country.
Shit.
We review and react to music from all around the world.
Fuck.
I'm Alexander Sandalis.
I'm shit. Fuck. I'm sorry, mum. That's me name.
Sheesh.
And swearing is me game.
Now.
Fuck him.
Kanye West, Kid Cudi come together to make a project that has some of the most beautiful artwork I've seen of recent.
Yep, same artist who did the graduation cover. Amazing artist. I fuck with it. My only problem is that I want the shirt to be like continued on from the art. But I understand, as you said, that it's hard to do. But if you Kanye, I think it'd be a dope idea.
Well, let's call Kanye later and tell him.
I mean, I will. I got his number in the back, man. But I'm really excited. Kid Cudi is my favorite artist. I got a lot of love for Kanye. I like him more as a producer and rapper, but I still fuck with his sound heavily. And I consider 808s and Heartbreak a Kid Cudi and Kanye West album. Because Kid Cudi had a huge influence throughout the album, which you'll hear in writing, production as well. So obviously it's more Kanye, but that's just how I see it. So, but to get them together again for this seven track album, I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is great. This collab album, like, I'm excited for this. We don't often see this happen. This should be something special, man. Seven tracks, kids see ghosts.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything else.
If you have watched our Ye review, Sandy fucked with it.
Yeet!
I didn't fuck with it too much. We fuck with Pusha T, but now we're up to here, and let's just fucking go.
This is the third one.
Yeah. We hyped as fuck. Let's go.
Feel the love.
I can still feel the love. We not worry about no other niggas.
Oh, push up!
Them other niggas.
Ah.
You bust down a rollie, I bust down a brick. Then I flood a nigga.
Ah.
In it. Buy her low Eve another linen. Why would I wait when there's other women? Why would I hate we in love with winning?
Oh!
Buy bundles, fly it out. Bring a friend, I try it out.
Mm.
Ain't no worries finding out. The trap music.
Ah.
Money just came along.
What the?
God damn!
What the fuck? It's like...
What the fuck?
Who put these two?
Hold on.
I fuck with that.
Yeah, that was Kanye the whole time, right?
I don't know.
I think it was.
Oh. Drop.
Feel the love. I think that's absolutely fucking dope.
That's so fucking dope.
Honestly. That's no, played Earth Gang, bro.
Yo, which song? I fuck with Earth
Friday.
Gang.
Friday.
Yeah, I fuck with Earth Gang. Yo, Earth Gang, what up?
There's not a single part of that song I did not like.
I love the production. I love the progression of it as well.
Like the pacing of it was fantastic.
Yeah. The minimal slight synths with Pusha T doing his thing. Pusha T was amazing.
Wasn't it great how they minimalist beat and they brought Pusha on it?
Because Pusha shines the best on minimal beats because of the way that he delivers his bars.
We know.
Oh, when you know, you know.
And Kid Cudi's hook was gorgeous.
Oh,
you know, I compare it to Ghost Town, and it's like, man, we could have had that type of delivery on Ghost Town instead of this.
Exactly.
Instead of this really rough cut. But some people like that roughness.
Yo. Yeah, but then people were just like, yo, the reason he was saying off tune was to
the beat.
Display the pain. It's like, yo, you can display that shit with an on tune, no, motherfuckers.
But anyway, our Ye review if you want to watch it.
But nah, Kid Cudi was amazing. If that was Kid Cudi doing that,
I think that was Kanye, man. It's gotta be Kanye.
Oh, that was beautiful.
What do you call that?
I don't know, but it was artistic as fuck. I fuck with that. And then the way that it switched up towards the end.
Yeah.
Where the beat and then Kid Cudi just left the thing, like, just finished the fucking thing, man.
Finish the thing.
Yo, I fuck with that. Finish the scratch. Keep that shit coming.
That was fire.
Keep that shit coming. Wait, is it called fire? You are very funny, man.
With mixed messages through with the mail, only a few in the fail, little bit off for the real.
Oh damn.
This pain I couldn't seem to find a way. On the mission, let me carry on. Got my family, I'm seeing through by the days. never late. Pull up a scene, come grab a place. The sun is horrified. The stars are left behind. The stars are left behind.
Is that a tambourine?
Who's yeah. That? Heaven left me out. Tambourine with like people stomping and clapping as well. Heaven left me out.
That's got to lead into the next track.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if that don't lead into the next track, then that ain't needed. But other than that, it's dope.
Heavenly, great delivery by Kid Cudi.
Oh.
I don't really feel Kanye's that prominent yet on this album.
Well, he produced the thing, though.
Oh, of course. My bad. Of course. Yeah, I mean, lyrically.
Yeah, I feel.
I don't got no problems with that track either, man.
Yo, Cudi sounded very Indica-like. If you listen to the way that it was, like, he had that low, grovelly, like, kind of hard to understand sort of flow. That's very Indica, okay. And very Satellite Flight sort of ish.
Mm.
So he's going that sort of style. I love the beat. I love the way that the
tambourine, like I said,
the tambourine and the fucking stomping carries it. And the I don't know if it was like a violin or a flute that was in the back there at the start that sort of carried in towards the mid. Beat was beautiful. It was just one of those ones. I was nodding my head the whole way through. It was a really fun track. Kid Cudi's vocals were
and
beautiful.
What kept it from not being repetitive was the change up and the lyrical diversity, the change up in the delivery of Kid Cudi and the hook and the pacing lyrically is what kept it interesting and engaging.
Did you hear anything? Because I unfortunately didn't pay too much attention.
Usually I do, but not that time.
I was too caught up in everything else going on.
Only Heaven Lift Me Up was the hook.
Yeah, but I want to see if this outro goes into something else now, because otherwise, that shit weird.
This is the fourth dimension. I'm at, can't let it keep playing. So it doesn't, no transition.
I mean, this is dope. This is going to be another ghost town.
This is like a Fallout, it reminds me of Fallout.
I fuck with these samples though.
Where are they from? Like old, real classic. What are they?
This is like 50s.
Yeah.
Before during World War One. Oh shit! Brought an alligator, I ain't talking like
that. She said it made me always feel like a boss. She said I'm in the wrong hole, I said I'm lost. She said I'm going too fast, I'm exhausted. Now drop to your knees for the outbreak. Oh. It's a game song.
Oh, shit, you're doing the same thing! Yeah, can we start this again? Fuck it.
You fucking start
again?
Start again. So fucking dumb.
Start again.
I want to hear those lines, though.
Oh. Do you know what about answer like the wrong hole?
I didn't hear that one.
I didn't hear the alligator one.
The alligator was...
Oh, I like that. I'm gonna finish the set.
Oh my god! There's some bars on this track! Shit!
Holy damn! Yeah! You see me roll out, watch you surf with the coast and I'm spinning. I got plenty of bitches for the evening. We go journey, we all are losing everything that I have. She been on me, boy, now she got something to tell. Sitting right here for me, sipping, yeah, I see you when you get your thing wrong. But you don't hear me, no. Drama, we let it go. What's the good cause, bro? Don't let your friends know.
Jeez.
That's one of the best tracks of the year.
I'm gonna say the same shit, bro. That was ridiculous.
We just found an important point that we wanted to add, and that's listening back to Fourth Dimension. This is the 2018 version of Jesus Walks.
Mm-hmm. Very, very similar choir in the background. We just picked it up then. Sorry we didn't pick up, we just want to add that in now. Just so you can...
Those drums. Ugh.
And Kid Cudi was on his Man on the Moon 2 flow there. It's weird.
We get some different vibes.
Yeah, before he had his Indicat flow, but there he was more clearer. And the way that he wrote that beat was very similar to something like Ashton Kutcher. Or Ashton Kutcher, like fucking, bruh. That was like some Man on the Moon 2 type shit there. And fucking Kanye starting that shit off with the lines. But the alligator and Lacoste. Is that the brand with the alligator on it? Yeah, I thought that one. And then one of them goes, into the wrong hole, but I'm lost.
Can I give you some?
Yeah, give me some. Give me some.
Bought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Mr. P and Rick Ross. Alright.
Then he has the boss line next.
She seemed to make me always feel like I'm a boss. She said, I'm in the wrong hole. I said, I'm lost. I like the drop your knees for the offering. Talking about, I like that. Like,
and the way that he ends it as well is real dope.
If I get locked up, I'm going to finish the scent.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because the sentence to do with being locked up, but then also the actual sentence.
Is God, like, this is silly. This is so good.
And the beat, the way the production... This is what Ghost Town could have been, in my opinion. I'm sorry to go back to Ye, but like, you know how Ghost Town, it starts off with that piano and the old sample, and it goes into it with the organ? This is what Ghost Town could have been. Because you know Ghost Town had that switch up with Shakes, which I didn't fuck with?
Yeah.
Imagine if that switch up wasn't there. Imagine if Cuddy's singing was on point, and it still had that sample throughout the song. That's what I think Ghost Town should have been like.
So this is Sample's Louis Prima's What Will Santa Claus Say?
Louis Prima.
I'm not familiar, but...
he has like... I've listened to videos of him. He does the one where he goes... It's got like a lot of cool...
Oh, the sample Someday by Shirley Ann Lee, which also appears at the end of the song Ghost Town on Ye. So they're using similar samples. That was an incredible song. We've never stopped a track halfway to play it again from the start. That just tells you how much we liked
it. Yeah, that shit was absolutely amazing. I'm going to be playing that motherfucking track again, again, again.
The sample? Oh my God.
And Cuddy and just...
Kanye, though.
Cuddy and Kanye,
really,
bro.
Did so well.
Dude, back and forth. Oh.
I'm shook, bro.
I'm emotional, bro.
I'm fucking shook.
Bro.
I'm real. It's real, though. I'm not... This is... Jesus.
That was just amazing, man.
Free Ghost Town Part 2.
Are you serious? It's called Ghost Town Part 2?
I'm deadly serious.
Yo, this shit better not be like Ghost Town. It better be like the first half of Ghost Town.
Alright, here we go.
Oh!
This is weird. Is that Party or Ty Dolla now again?
Sounds more like Ty Dolla than anyone.
No, it is.
It is Ty Dolla?
Beautiful.
Yeah!
What a violin.
Oh, yeah, violin.
That's sick. Oh.
That's a... The production's crazy on this.
Jesus.
Oh, damn, bro.
Kanye, you fucking outdid yourself, brother. That production was sick.
Ooh. And also, you know how Kanye, on his last record, people were saying that he sounded like a different Kanye on each sort of track? Same thing with Cuddy here. Cuddy sounded like something...
We're getting a different...
Yeah, boom. He sounds like either Wizard or Speeding Bullet to Heaven. I know a lot of people didn't like the album, but the way that he used his vocals that were a bit more over the top, a lot of lower groans, and also the rock influence, you get that here. So we're hearing different types of Cuddy on these tracks as well.
But it works, bro.
It works so fucking well. And the highlight of this track is the production. I mean, Kanye's singing is on point. Ty Dolla's feature is really beautiful.
They really synchronize well together. Yeah.
Ty Dolla needs more recognition. I know his solo work doesn't do as good as his features, but his features have just been on fucking point.
Like, he goes well with Kanye and Cuddy.
And just the background vocals that we're hearing. And even when Ty Dolla stopped singing in the middle and the beat came back, and you can hear, like you said, you hear the violin, they heard like the guitar there.
I want to point out though as well, I don't know, it's hard to pick up. When one of the times they yelled out free, you heard sirens, subtle sirens in the background, right?
That's
on
really
one of them. And that, I mean, what does that tell? That tells a fucking story in itself. They're trying to be free.
Yeah.
Fucking sirens. What are sirens associated with? The opposite of freedom.
Opposite of freedom.
So, I love that little fucking insertion.
I wonder if there are any other little Easter eggs like that in there.
Bit of an Easter egg, huh?
Yeah.
That is an Easter egg.
I'm going to go for a fucking hunt, man. I'm going to find all these motherfuckers.
Shit, well, that's clearly better than Ghost Town Part 1.
Ghost Town Part 1
Let's not fucking start a war. We've already started a war in the other comment section.
Man, these four tracks are already... Fuck, man, the first track itself was better than all of Ye. Nah, I'm kidding. Yikes and All Mine are fucking dope tracks. I'm loving this shit so far. Let's keep it rolling. This shit's 4 for 4.
Phew, that's scary. Reborn.
This sounds like straight some Man on the Moon type shit, right?
Sounds like a nursery rhyme to me. There you go.
That's the first time we've heard him moan on the album so far. Like The Pursuit of Happiness.
It is too. Like the keys.
Passion fit. Little dip. Roll it up. Take your
hit.
Yeah,
fuck yeah.
Very rarely do you catch me out. Yana especially invited guests me out. Telling jokes that will stress me out. Soon as I walk in, I'm like, let's be out. I was off the chain. I was off the drain. I was off the meds. I was called insane. I want all the pain. Yes. I want all the smoke. I want all the blame. Cardio, audio, let me jog the brain. Caught in the audio, we was all detained. All of you Mario, it's all the game.
I'm so
reborn. Oh, bro.
I'm moving stress on me, Lord. I'm moving forward.
Y'all done fucked me up. I haven't heard Kanye that good on a track in a long time, man.
Can I tell you? When I heard that, the way he was delivering those lines, man, they hit me in my fucking bones.
Dude, I saw tears in your eyes.
Rig, he was fucking... I was getting emotional. Like, I'm getting the college dropout vibes, bro.
Exactly.
It's fucking me up.
I had shivers loading my body, man.
Like, that's music. Oh. Like, that's fucking music.
That sounded exactly like Pursuit of Happiness as well, like from the piano wise. That could even be a Pursuit of Happiness part two. Those keys, very similar to Pursuit of Happiness. And it's weird again, once again, Cardi's doing Man the Moon 1. Very sort of feel. So every sort of track I've heard is a different Kid Cudi. I wonder if Kanye intended that. Or if Cudi intended that.
No. Oh,
production's beautiful. I love the outro, the way that smooths in. Cudi did this thing, but the highlight of this track for me is definitely Kanye.
And it's... You know, you want more, but it's like, it's just so short enough where it's just enough.
It's the right amount.
The way he delivered that was exceptional. Oh. Were you getting vibes from just old classic Kanye?
Yeah, man.
Like, I'd never heard him like
that
since
then. That's
like
Jesus walks. That's like Jesus walks hungry, Kanye, man. He was hungry as fuck.
I couldn't even believe it. I'm like, what am I hearing? Is this 2018?
Yeah. I was the same, man. I was just like, when was the last time we heard Kanye like this before?
Like, how did he pull that? Where did he pull that from?
I'm the same, man. Like, emotion was just, like, fueled that whole song. I was just feeling it, man. Like, we haven't even been talking about the lyrics much throughout this whole album because of the overall feeling of this album. Like, I can't even pick shit up, man, just because I'm feeling it.
Fuck.
That was an amazing track.
I'm still fucked up, man. Jesus.
That was an amazing track.
The title track, Kids See Ghosts.
I'm running for the truth. I'm guessing I'm just like a running. All this time searching for something. I can hear the English coming. Can't see ghosts sometimes. Can't see ghosts sometimes.
Yasin Bey, Mos Def.
Who?
Mos Def.
That's Mos Def.
Yasin Bey.
Doesn't even sound like him. You get that ghost feeling with the... You hear that?
Well, it took me long enough to rap on it strong enough. Hey, your shit just gon' give up. Cause you ain't just gon' live up to everything that sucks. To you and us, never enough. Gotta be clever enough to give up while I'm ahead. Don't like being questioned. Don't like being less than any of your competition and any of my profession. So I gotta guess then. I gotta stay the best man. What else you respect from Mr. Westman? Always thought you make it, but damn, now you hella know. Let's address some topics that I can embellish on. How we made enough bread for us to put some relish on. Known that Miami, Switzerland.
Kissy go sometimes. Spit.
What a hypnotic track.
Haunting.
Yeah.
Haunting, bro.
Fitting the guitar too, like Kitsy Goes, you can hear like the slight in the background. Very similar, like say, like the Violet Town, sort of if you play Pokemon, where all the cemetery is, like that sort of background. It had that sort of ghost feeling to it.
That eerie feeling.
Yeah. And yeah, Mos Def makes his appearance. I did not expect Mos Def on there. And also, oh, sorry, you go.
No, I just think he fitted well.
Yeah, I also got vibes of like the frequency from Kid Cudi on Passion, Pain, Demon Slaying, and also slight towards the end of Indica in a way as well. So once again, different vibes from Kid Cudi. I feel like this is definitely intended to display what he's done over the years and like through his music. I don't think Kanye produced that. That didn't sound like something Kanye would produce. I'm pretty certain that this album isn't solely produced by Kanye, because every track I've been hearing,
Mike Dean has done a large part of it. Plain Pat.
There you go. Because I was going to say,
Andrew Dawson.
Because Plain Pat does more stuff with Kid Cudi. That sounded more like something that Kid Cudi would have. So yeah, yeah. After hearing a lot of these tracks on this album, it's like, it doesn't sound like Kanye's had 100% a hand in it. So, but he's definitely doing, his verse was dope on there.
His verse was great as well. I almost feel like a different album vibe. Quite introspective, talking about the pressures of fame, money, success. Great verse, once again, like really great, really enjoyed it.
And just the overall feeling, this is the one track where I just really fucking just completely zoned out, just lost in the fucking, just like
the sonics.
It just had that tribal feeling to it, man.
The music.
It's just like, look, it's like I was staring into a fire and I couldn't look away.
I think that's what one reason why he might have the campfires around.
True. Didn't even think that.
Last track, Cudi Montage.
Give me Moans. 10 minutes of moans, Cudi.
Oh. Ah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Everybody want world peace. Till your knees get shot in the dome piece. Then you're going by your own peace. Hoping it'll help you find your own peace. Bring light to what they don't see. Auntie crying on the concrete. Talking to the told her that you ain't coming home, see. When she heard the news, I heard her bone deep. Caught with the rebel with the long reap. They send us off to prison for retirement. Hopefully at this time they won't inspire me. Oh, shine your light on me, save me, baby. Oh, shine your light on me, save me, right on me.
Yeah, like Kanye, yeah. High pitch.
Both sides lose somebody. Somebody dies, somebody go to jail. Shine your light on me, save me. Shine your light on me, stay strong.
Fuck. Oh, Jesus. Shit. Fuck.
Before we get into the album, I'll talk about this track while Sandy just copes with reality.
Jesus.
A wonderful way to finish. And it's great because it went through a lot of, once again, a lot of the stuff that Kid Cudi is familiar with. It started off with the guitar. We all know he has a huge grunge punk influence. And then it kind of like blends into this more electronically sounding track, which, you know, he has that influence throughout the Man of Moon series and obviously Passion, Pain, and Demon Slayer. And like, so a lot of the influence through Cudi's career is shown on this track. And you can hear the melancholy in his voice. And Kanye's verse, all of Kanye's verses in this album are amazing. And actually, I mean, I know I didn't fuck with Ye much, but I've got a lot more appreciation for Ye now, because after this album, it's just like, whoa, they're two completely different rappers on these projects. Ye, we're really getting, I can see why it's called Ye now, we're really getting Kanye. Whereas here, we're getting Kanye West.
Oh,
Think about it. Here, all over this album, we're getting Kanye West.
Holy
but
shit.
Listen to Ye now, and just listen to it. I was like, we're actually getting Kanye. I mean, I still don't fuck with that album, but like, I got a lot more appreciation for it now after hearing this one. Production was beautiful. Kid Cudi was so soulful. I loved it. And even Kanye with some of the singing there, like it was dope. 7 out of 7. This is a phenomenal album, man.
Real quick, I just want to talk in that track. That track once again fucked me up. I felt something, especially with the chorus.
That was my erection.
Lord.
It's my phone.
Get out of here. When he did the chorus, Mr. Hudson, Kid Cudi, and Kanye West. Lord, shine on your light.
So that was
me,
Mr. I knew that. I heard another voice there. Mr. Hudson's low key awesome.
So that Lord, shine on me. I felt something there, man. Like he delivered it with such a humble passion and heart and soul. And I've really felt that throughout every single verse. You know, everybody want world peace till your niece gets shot in the dome piece. Then you go and buy your own piece, hoping it'll find your own piece. Oh yeah. My, just damn.
Yeah, man. I saw you like after that line, just be like, what the fuck?
Bring light to what they don't see. Auntie crying on the concrete. Like he's talking about like the people that Kanye, a lot of people think Kanye's detached from a lot of the reality of the world around him. And like he's clearly depicting it with such a vivid accuracy that really hits home. And yeah, man, I think it's beautiful. Album.
I enjoy this more than Pusha T's Daytona.
Oh, fuck. Emotionally, yeah.
Pusha T's Daytona is a great album. No, production-wise...
That's tough.
And just listening-wise, from a first-listen perspective, I enjoyed it more than Daytona. And also the fact that, you know, I'm more a Kid Cudi fan than a Pusha fan.
Yeah. I mean, look, they're going in different directions. What's the thematically, thing? Conceptually.
All these albums have gone in different directions. All these albums, man. Like, this album fucked me up.
This album, I don't see a single problem with. I think this album on first listen is near flawless. I don't want to say flawless because you need to listen to it more, but
yeah,
it's close.
I think also calling the last track Cudi Montage is really smart because we heard elements of throughout his whole career. And even what they were talking about is very similar to what he's been talking about his whole life.
Mm.
So, very smart naming of tracks. And a lot of the display of production throughout this whole album was absolutely crazy, absolutely amazing, and just the vocal display and the light features. Once again, the light features were on point. None of them overstayed their welcome. Ty Dolla especially was the standout for me. Oh man.
And this wasn't just Kanye and Mike Dean. This was the Dr. Genius on the last track. This is Plain Pat.
And Dr. Genius is the one that has worked with Kanye West, Kid Cudi most of his career, and also did a lot of stuff to do with Wizard,
Big
and
Sean,
Passion Pit. Like, pardon?
Big Sean?
I didn't hear Big Sean on this album.
No, I mean, he's worked with Big Sean in the past.
I think so, yeah. But he was also married to Janae Aiko for a while.
Oh, yeah, he definitely worked with.
But yeah, man, I don't even have more to say in this. I don't need to say more. I've already said my piece on each track. I think this is an absolutely beautiful album, and I'm looking forward to giving this more and more listens. And fuck, we might even not revisit this album for another review because I feel like what we've said now might just hold its sway.
Yeah, I think it will only see more as we go on.
I haven't even dove into the lyrical aspects of this album yet because I'm just so blown away by the production overall feel of it.
I just want to finish off, and I feel like this album has such a emotion, such a deep, vulnerable, emotional sincerity to it. I think it touches on a lot of, it's hard to even describe, man. It just touches on a lot of different emotions.
You know what I'm getting feels of?
Mm.
I'm actually getting feels of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Production, I didn't mention that.
Throughout that whole album, the production was just so clean, but switched up a lot. The same thing happened with this album. Obviously very different, but just the way this album flowed,
I think
very My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy-like.
I think Fourth Dimension reminded me the most of it because of its grandeur.
That was the best song on the album.
Because of its hit you in the face.
Fourth Dimension was the best song on that album. That fucked me up. And then track 5, that one was crazy. All the tracks were good.
Yeah, overall, this album's incredible. I can't wait for the people to see this, man. And to hear this album.
Man, we're excited for you to hear this shit. Leave down below what you thought about this album.
I want to know, if you don't like it, like, there's going to be some people.
Exactly, because I didn't like Ye, but like I said, I got more appreciation for it now after hearing this. But so y'all fucked me, like, but like here, Just tell us how you thought.
Jesus Christ. Great job, Kanye.
If you're a Kid Cudi or a Kanye fan, you're going to eat. We're eating. Fuck, man. We fucking eating, bro. This is the year, man.
And we got like another 4 albums next Friday, bro.
Oh.
They're fucking us up. We're going from...
Next album done.
J-Rock, Nicki.
Oh, shit, man.
Death Grips the next week.
Oh, shit.
I'm just trying to recover, bro.
I'm going to play my funeral. With Jungle Beats.
Make sure to subscribe, man. Like... This is just the realest review reaction channel on the planet, bro. We got a Facebook page too, bro. Don't forget the Instagram, bro. Just can't help myself, bro. Sorry, bro.
What are you still doing here, man?
Get the fuck out of
here. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Jesus.
Go.
Holy shit.
Something I did. Something I can explain out. I can't speak for everybody, but man, it must be more good women than men percentage wise, so a chance of having a husband just minimized. That's why a lot of girls claim they ain't into guys and mess with other girls part time to improvise.